Hello and welcome to Double Brain Think Tank. I'm your host, Angie.
And I'm your host, Celeste. And today we have a special guest. The topic is reality TV.
Yay!
I've only really seen The Rock of Love.
I've seen
it. It has Bret Michaels in it.
I like that
Play
one.
With Flav.
You've also seen Ink Masters, though, and that's...
Wait, yeah. That's reality TV.
There are four
competition
types of reality TV. There's the Peculiar Family.
Wait, what does cultural, that mean?
Well, Peculiar Family would be like Kardashians or like something like
Real
that.
Real Housewives?
Real Housewives falls under cultural fusion. Reality TV. So that's like your Jersey Shore, like all that. One of the best kinds in my mind, like, are the other two, which is the dating one or the game show one. So like the dating one is like Rock of Love or the Superior Flavor of Love.
So competitions are reality shows?
Competitions are pretty much reality shows most of the time, because every time you're looking at it or you're watching it, it's like a live thing that's happening.
You're telling me Lego Masters
is a reality show?
There's
yeah.
a show called Lego Masters. Yeah, and it's awesome. And it
Wait,
finished
they build
the first
stuff?
Season in like 2 days.
They build
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah, they do, and it's all
It's like a
done.
Competition?
Yeah, like dudes on the side of the building. Remember we showed Harmony those Legos?
Yeah.
The two guys on the side of the building were competitors.
No way.
They're really good, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I gotta watch that. What is that on?
I thought it was on Netflix, but they might have moved it.
I'm gonna be upset if it's not there. I finished the Ink Masters that are on Netflix, and it's kind of boring because you can kind of tell who's gonna win both times.
Is it the person with all the tattoos? I'm just wondering.
All of them have a billion tattoos.
Has there been a contestant without, like, a single one?
No. There have been contestants with not a lot, but I haven't seen a contestant that doesn't have a singular tattoo. That would be insane, to be honest.
Damn, that's crazy. Maybe I should devote my life to this art form.
I'm just like, what if I learned how to tattoo? I mean, I guess I'd have to get good at art first, but what if I learned how to tattoo just to be a tattoo artist with no tattoos?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That'd be hilarious.
Like, if you put in the hours.
Would anybody even
somewhere.
Trust you?
I mean, you just gotta show them what you can do on oranges and shit.
That's true.
Because every person who has, like, a stick and poke thing is like, oh, yeah, I'll show you what to do with oranges and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind. Sage just reminded me there's a guy in the show that can't draw, so actually I'm fine. I can't be a tattoo artist. I don't have to learn how to do anything.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's come true.
All my
I would tattoo stuff that
tattoos.
Looks like you're at vegetables.
Yeah, the cute stuff.
Yeah, vegetables.
I would never tattoo something
healthy
serious.
Healthy tattoos only.
Yeah, and you see my socks are fries.
That's
because
awesome.
I got a little bit of edge. You know?
Whoa.
It's not all roses, you know.
But yeah, I watched Ink Master. I didn't realize it was a reality show. I mean, like, they fight, but it's so, like, mid. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
The fights
aren't, like, something you'd see a compilation of on YouTube. It's like, your tattoos are trash. Okay, well, that's your opinion. My opinion is that your tattoos are trash. And then they're like, okay, and they sit on opposite sides of the couch, and that's it.
I think that's more like real life, though.
Yeah.
You're
it's
like
anything that has a confessional, I feel like, is reality TV, like when they pan away.
They do have confessionals.
The
confessionals are like, I hate that.
Is The Office a reality TV?
No, because it's scripted, but it's so...
It's in the reality TV style.
Mockumentaries came after, like, the surge of reality TV in the early 2000s because it was, like, such a played-up sort of thing at that point.
But there are already
so that, like,
that's
before
true.
The Final early
Tap.
2000s.
Yeah, there were mockumentaries. There's also this mockumentary of this, there's a car movie mockumentary called 200 Miles Per Hour. And apparently it's so bad that it has like 1.9% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which
wow.
is really hard
That's
to
awesome.
Get.
That is, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I saw it because I follow these car guys on YouTube and they have a video where they review it. I haven't seen it yet, but like apparently it's so bad that people love to watch it.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. I think, yeah, I think like just documentaries in general, like people saw that and were like, well, what if we made it into a TV show and made it about something extra silly?
But what if we kissed?
but what if we kiss? And then that's basically the premise of America's Next Top Model.
It's what if we kiss?
Yes, it's if Janice Dickinson. So America's Next Top Model is by far the best, like, specter of reality TV because Tyra Banks is a fucking maniac. And she got Janice Dickinson, one of the world's, like, first supermodels, like, claimed by her to be one of the judges on the show. But she had, like, a really bad, like, she just has, like, issues with addiction and everything, but, like, she made it so silly and, like, made everyone a part of that in a very, like, loving, familial way to where you could just, like, watch the show and be like, is she on uppers or downers? Let's see how close her face is to the table at this point. And that was really good. But Tyra, like, I feel like, I mean, I think,
I like that clip, yeah, where she's like, I was rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
Yeah, how dare you?
When my mother yells at me like this, it's because she
never
loves me.
Never in my life have I known a girl like this. And that was so sad because the girl who was on that episode, like, she tried out last year and didn't make it, and then she was in the running to do it this year. But you can see, like, the moment they pan in on that, like, whatever it is, where they judge everyone, where they, like, give them the results, that, like, Tyra just has something in her eyes that she's like, I'm gonna fuck everything up for this girl so bad.
She hates her so much, she's never gonna let her win.
All the women so much. That's the whole thing with her, is it's like all, like, anything that RuPaul does on Drag Race, that's like, oh, it's the RuPaul musical, the Rusical. It's the RuPaul show, basically. But, like, he takes so much of that energy from Tyra Banks, who's, like, actually, I mean, they're both quite insane, but I feel like she definitely, like, takes the cake on it. Because she even, like, she wrote a book afterwards called Model Land that's, like, all about this girl who, like, or all these girls in this dystopian world where they hear this calling, like, song through the sink.
I think the problem with Tyra is they let her play Barbie in that one movie and she just never let go. Do you know what I'm talking about? That one movie where, like, girl's doll comes to life and it's, like, Tyra Banks typing gibberish on the computer. People like to put it in the replies of stuff.
Yeah. No, that's definitely it.
Or, like, that what it's, like, I think it's, like, Black Widow or something typing something and it's a bunch of error sounds.
No, she let it all get to her head so
it's
much.
Like, damn.
Yeah. And, you know, that bitch has a big-ass head, so.
Yeah. She made a song, too.
It got all the way up there.
That was supposed to go with her book that she made, and it's, like, very,
making a,
like,
song to go with my book?
It's insane. If you hear it, it's, like, all these little, like, in this wasteland, and it's just, like, all these, like, beeps and boops.
No,
it's like, kind
camp.
Of, it's very camp. It's incredibly camp, but there's, like, one lo-fi version of it online, at least that I know, but it's very fun.
Wait, she didn't release it?
She didn't. No. I don't think it's on Spotify. I think it's just, like, on YouTube.
And she was like, you guys are going to have to wait for this kind of thing.
And then she made an actual place in L.A. called Model Land that was supposed to be, like, released or, like, opened in 2020. I think, like, the summer of 2020. And then the pandemic happened, so she had to put it to the side. But it's like you pay $200 for the model experience, which is like, if I just...
I could just give myself an eating disorder if I'm in the model experience,
exactly.
I guess.
And she loved that shit on the show.
I
she
could
would
just
always
be hungry
take,
as fuck.
Like,
I could just be hungry and make no money.
She would always take things
shit,
like people's fears. Like, if they had, like, there was one episode on a show where a girl was like, I just lost, like, my best friend. It was so sad, and I wasn't there to go to the funeral. And then she was like, all right, girls, this week we're going to a graveyard and we're going to lower you into a grave to take pictures. And this girl's like, I don't want to do it. And they're like, if you don't do it, you're off the show. So it's like they put these women in these horrible positions.
It's so funny.
No,
yeah.
It's so fucked. And she'll, like, have one-on-one meetings with them, like, spiritual advisory meetings.
Dude, I would not let her touch my spirit.
She's low-key got a jump on, like, abuser mentality. That's so awesome that she does that on live television.
The episode where it's probably back in, like, 2002. I don't know. I'd be surprised if it was any later than that. But she's like, we're going to switch ethnicities. And she puts, like, all these women in blackface. And
that is crazy.
And then she's like, this is beautiful. And then they make those women hold a child who is actually, like, black or, like, Pacific Islander or, like, whatever race dressing them up to be. And I'm like, these children.
Ariana Grande does that, too. And no one
that's
says
true.
That.
Ariana Grande went from being biracial to being K-pop or whatever.
Yeah.
The flip of a switch. I'm like, dude, you could just be Italian.
That's true.
She could just be
Or you could just pretend to be Latina.
Yeah, like, I thought you were originally. Yeah, I thought she was Puerto Rican,
I thought she was Hispanic, for sure.
I actually, for some reason, I specifically thought she was Puerto Rican. I think it's the ponytail.
Yeah, probably.
I thought she was Italian the whole time. I guess because when I found out, I, like, really held on to that because I really liked her a lot. And I'm like, yeah,
saw her, and she was, like, slightly tan. And I was like, she could be Puerto Rican.
Yeah, probably.
Her name's Ariana Grande.
Her brother's gay. Like, come on.
Her brother's gay. I thought she was Puerto Rican.
I had no idea her brother's gay.
Yeah, no one fucking knew that.
He's an undercover gay. Celebrities you didn't know were gay.
He's kind of a low-profile kind of guy.
Celebrities you didn't know were gay.
Celebrities you didn't know were crashing into you on the intersection.
Yeah. I feel like some reality TV really shines a light on how beautiful people are, and by that I mean only Flavor Flav. Like, he's the only person that
Mr. Flavor, would you come out to the vehicle, sir?
But he's such a gem.
Wants your flavor.
He's so good to, like, all the... I mean, like, he's not wonderful to all the women, but, like, if you watch
Rock he's of not
Love
wonderful.
And Flavor of Love, like, back-to-back, it's, like... such a stark contrast, because Bret Michaels talks about women like he's never seen one in real life.
No, I love every single time he says something. What does he say? He says something specific about like how horny he is all the time.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he talks about his dick like a 10-year-old like boy. It's like really fucking crazy. And then he's like, I like a girl who can get down and dirty. And then there's this one girl named DJ Lady Tribe, who she is on like the first episode.
She's talked about this before.
I've seen the whole thing, but I don't remember DJ Lady.
Well, she's on the first episode of Rock of Love Bus, and she's on the blonde
bus. Oh, the bus.
Yeah, which is just the pink bus, but all the blondes go on the pink
bus. It's definitely because he lost the money to get it in the house. Like, it definitely wasn't
doing
it.
Absolutely, yeah. He's like, oh, I need them to go on the road. And it's like, you're lying.
Who even won that?
DJ Lady Tribe. Who won the last one?
I remember who won the two first seasons.
Wait, no, Daisy didn't win.
No, Daisy didn't win. Daisy got her own spinoff called Daisy.
Yeah, Blue no, Lace, I like also that one.
That one I like better because the dudes are like crazy. Like the one guy who smashes the bottle on his head. He's like, I'm crazy.
And the Icelandic triplet. On you. And she's like, I don't get it, but I guess I'll let you through the first round. Like, keep them on.
That's awesome.
But Rock of Love Bus, DJ Lady Tribe, first of all, she's very gay. Like, half the women on that show are very, very gay and just doing it for acting. And you know this because they have a podcast called Talk of Love, where they talk about their experiences on the show and how half of them were like, yeah, we were actors, but the other half didn't know that the other half were actors and thought everyone was being real with Bret Michaels, but she was definitely an actor and she, like...
Did Bret Michaels know that those people were actors or no?
I don't know.
He probably did.
I think he loosely did. I think they, like, really were like, hey, some of these gals are just trying to make it, but they love you. Like, because the way that he talks about it is just very, like, self-indulgent.
Yeah.
Talk of love. Like, Lacey was nuts.
Oh my god, Lacey.
Was she an actress?
Lacey?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was an actress. She's like one of the hosts on it. I think she's like the host.
Because I was like, there's no way she wasn't an actress. Like, because she would act nuts.
Oh my god, no, definitely.
I was like, nobody likes Bret Michaels this much. Not even Bret Michaels would fight like this for himself.
No, definitely not.
Not even the entire...
And then her band played like the gig. Played like the reunion or whatever. It was very mid.
Damn.
And like, I remember like the bassist is a white guy with dreads or something. Like, I remember that specifically. Yes. Like, someone in the band was a white guy with dreads, and I remember that because it was so 2000 and whatever.
Yeah,
I was like, that's so funny.
And that was all right.
Yeah, it was very new metal. You know.
DJ Lady Tribe though had a woman take a shot out of her vagina.
On the bus?
Why?
Not on the bus. Off the bus. After the show.
Why?
Because she was like, ooh, Bret, you like crazy girls? And then she like lifted up her skirt and like did something. And then everyone walked away.
Wait, so she was an actress?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she was just being her real self in that moment. But like,
her real self was crazy as fuck. Wait, why would anyone do that even as an actress? Why would you
I think
that?
She was just having a really, really good time.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds like a good time. It sounds like a painful time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're, like, fighting for some pimp on TV. That's kind
of
crazy.
But she loved the women on it. Like, that was so much, like, so much of what came out, like, I feel like, from it was that, like, they were like, oh, are you here for, like, other girls? I don't know, because you keep making out with the other girls. And they're like, no, Brett, it's not true. But, like, you look at them and you're like, yeah, you're fucking gay.
I don't know. I really did not pick up that vibe.
In Rock of Love Bus, there's at least three gay women.
I think if someone and two-headed girls single again, we need to have a Rock of Love. No, there needs to be a lesbian Rock of Love. They need to find a lesbian.
But they would all
that was
fuck.
Tila Tequila shot.
No, but that was like a bi, that was bisexual. I'm not talking about.
They would just
all be chicks.
They would just all fuck.
I know, but that would be part of the drama.
Well, that was like the one show that we watched, the Christmas one, where it was like Home for the Holidays or whatever, and it's a gay dating show, and they had that issue throughout where people would like get together.
Is it girls or guys?
It was both. It was like two gay men. Or no, it was one straight guy, one gay guy, and one lesbian, and like all of the, there was like
basically everyone there is. The three things that you can be.
Yeah, there's no other thing you could be, possibly. Yeah.
But then there was an instance where one of the girls who came on as, like, straight and, like, for the straight guy got together with one of the gay lady contestants afterwards.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
I heard the Tila Tequila, they made her choose the guy instead of the girl at the end, and she cried really hard.
Probably.
That's probably why she's a Nazi now.
That's absolutely why she's a Nazi now.
I think if she... There was nothing else that would have prevented that except for her getting together with the female firefighter. I think that was the timeline change.
No, she definitely was forced to pick the bad ending.
Yeah. You know, there's so many reasons she shouldn't be a Nazi, but, you know, whatever.
Because when you watch it, you're like, oh, this chick's gonna win. And then she doesn't
win because they made her pick the dude, because they were like, you can see it on Wikipedia, like, I'm pretty sure I could pull it up right now, like, if I look up a shot at love with Tila Tequila, and then I look up Wiki, I'm pretty sure it says it on the Wikipedia page that she was forced to pick the guy.
You see, when you don't let people express themselves, they just end up becoming straight Nazis, I guess.
It's true.
Let's see. Wait, why is all my stuff in a different language?
Yeah, I think you clicked on a different language.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. You can probably find it on her page.
Just look up, like...
I love that they give the reason for elimination.
They do give the reason
cute,
for elimination.
But not her type.
There's a second one.
Yeah, there were two.
She had...
I don't think there was a third, but I think there were two.
I wonder if she picked a guy in that one, too. Probably true.
Oh my god. She was engaged to a woman in 2009, and then the woman died. Oh my god, that is so dark.
Tequila came out as a lesbian rather than bisexual and stated that she wanted to pick the show's runner-up, Danny Campbell, but the producers made her pick Van Hart. Then she was like, psych, I was never gay, it's the devil.
By the end of 2007, Tequila was linked to the winner of her dating show, Bobby Van Hart. In 2008, she revealed that she and Van Hart had ended a relationship. Shortly after, she posted a message stating he had never dated Tequila and she never called him after the last show and no one would give him her number.
Oh, no!
Tequila came out as a lesbian rather than a bisexual and stated she wanted to pick the show's running up Danny Campbell, but the producers made her pick Van Hart. And then she confessed that she was only pretending, and she had a boyfriend during the show, and she associated the homosexuality with the devil.
Also, she was engaged to an heiress.
She was engaged to a woman while she was like, oh, I had a boyfriend. No, you were engaged to a woman, you liar. And then the woman died a year
from
after
diabetes.
They got engaged.
From diabetes.
Dude.
No.
Then she started dating a dude. And then he had problems with money. And she was pregnant and gave birth. She gave birth to another kid. Oh, she was assaulted in public by a former boyfriend. Oh, this is getting sad. I'm just going to close her Wikipedia page.
Her trajectory is sad, but, you know, that's why you don't leave MySpace.
Do you guys remember parental control?
Yes, oh, I do. Yeah. When I was a kid, I was like, this is so real. And then I go on YouTube and I look at the pics and
like, this was
videos.
So
I'm like, this is lies.
Ever believe
lies.
This.
I remember MTV this one episode where they were like, you're like in a band. Dude, you're never going to make it. Like, you're just one of those fucking posers or whatever. And the guy was like, whatever. She doesn't want me, but we're going to make it. And I was like, that was fake. That was so fake. He was like, we're going to make it.
And the way the parents act, like, when all the people come in, it's like, yeah. Oh, my God.
No, it probably wasn't, like...
Or the way they insult the boyfriend or girlfriend, like...
Uh-huh. They're like, you're a chump, and I fucking hate you. Like, they would, like, get upset, like, quite upset sometimes. But
it's like, why don't you guys just cool down and get into different rooms?
I think MTV, during that era, had the best...
I like that there, if you look at the second season, you can see that there's a color for the contestant was removed from the competition due to violence. Like, that's in the key of, like, the show.
Oh, no. It was just Chad.
It was a guy named Chad.
It was just
Chad. Of course it's Chad.
Wow.
And then I guess the one she chose was, like, actually, never mind, JK.
Who was the one that she chose?
Her name was Christy.
Christy.
Before the final episode aired,
she
would not find love. Mm-hmm. It stated Tequila won't fall in love with a man or a woman, followed by Tequila saying, I'm going to Africa. I think maybe I will fall in love with Africa. She did not. She did not do that. She did something much, much worse in life.
Yes, she did.
I would say that she did not fall in love there because, oh boy.
Do you think that Silent Library was... more or less real than, like, the average reality show?
Oh my god, wait. Sorry, someone said I love Great Danes, and it's a picture of a deer.
That's a video.
A double shot at love with Ike twins is a bisexual... There's twins. Themed dating show featuring 12 hetero males and 12 lesbian females. Living with these two twins while competing for their affection and care. Oh my god. One of the contestants died in a car crash shortly after the end of production. Out of respect to her family, the producers edited Hutchinson scenes to remove some of her more outrageous behavior. The second episode of the series is dedicated to her memory. Jesus Christ, bro.
That is quite sad. Is there a color code for...
Is there a color code for being sick, awesome, nasty? Hey.
Let's see. Damn. So basically, one guy won with both twins, wanted the same guy, and then he picked one.
Do you remember?
What? I hate that. That's the worst ending possible.
Do you remember the real Elward, Angie?
Oh, the real Elward.
Yes, I do.
Now that was reality TV, I tell you something.
Yeah, I think
there was a person who was named MVP by the twins, which is really funny.
That is weird.
Silly. I think what I really treasure is that Whitney and Sada went on the couples therapy reality show.
Oh yeah, we did watch that with Ghostface Killah.
With Ghostface Killah, Farrah Abrams, and like one other woman from Real Taylor or something.
Yeah,
the one whose husband.
Some housewife.
Yeah. Yeah. Guy.
Okay, so it was between like these two at the end, but that's nuts that they both picked the same dude. At least have some decency, goddamn.
I like that.
The opening thing was a millionaire song, though.
That's awesome.
Which is so funny.
I mean, the real L Word had a great theme.
They're identical twin models. Did. Jesus Christ.
Did we get to see what they look like? Do they have any pictures of them?
Oh. One of them was in a coma.
Is she still in the coma?
Like, no. I guess she was in a coma for like, four days. Hold on. Their professional names are different from their real names. Their real names are Erica and Victoria.
Oh, that's why they're called the Vickies.
Vicky and Ricky. Yeah, they look exactly how you think they would look.
Yeah.
That's actually, that's us.
Yeah,
Sus knows why that's us. They look insane.
I hate that a guy picked between them. That's not.
I hate that they both picked the same person. Yeah, have some decency, bro.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to talk about the real L word?
We can if you want. I really don't know what to say about it.
The real L word.
I mean, I think it was a good show because there were lesbians, and that's very dramatic. Just the word itself.
I
the word lesbian itself.
Mm-hmm. We also got to see a white person with dreads throughout most of that.
Jesus Christ.
That was really fun.
No, she has a baby. Like, give it back, dude.
By herself. All by herself.
That's kind of bad.
Did she just think it into existence? What do you mean?
By herself? I don't think she thought it into existence. I think she's a single mother.
She manifested a baby that happens to be biracial as well.
Me manifesting a baby with your mom.
Well, I don't... My mom is a Latina, so I wouldn't...
Your baby would already be mixed race.
You are making this so painful. Latino is the one true race that we will all become after mixing enough.
Honestly, yeah. I unironically agree with that. I think everyone should just get on the wave.
Nosotros somos Latinos.
No, más tuba suerte, or whatever the guy says.
It has to be born
Latina.
It chose me.
It did choose me.
Like a stork.
I think there was, like, a Hispanic stork with, like a jibaro on that chose us.
Yeah, but there also have to be all different kinds of Hispanic storks.
Yeah, that's why I said he has a hat.
Puerto Rican. Yeah. Maybe they're, like, home base. It's, like, all in Spanish.
Yeah,
like maybe this like Stork City or whatever.
Yeah,
their hub, their central.
It's like San Juan Stork City.
Yeah,
and they're all like
Stork Ciudad.
Yeah, and they have like maracas,
for festivities, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
just
they eat a lot of plantains.
Unifying things.
I like to think that the storks have their own cultural.
I know things. I use Hispanic a lot to mean Latino, but like I don't. Brazilians understand what I mean.
Also, like,
exclude them.
At this point, besides Spain and Brazil, you're kind of talking about the same people minus two places.
That's true.
I feel like there are probably more Hispanic people in Latin America than in Europe. If I had to guess.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sheer volume.
Just way more people in general.
Yeah, the sheer volume, absolutely.
We own the night.
Yeah, we're like Batman, but a group.
Vengeance.
We're like Batman, but a group.
We're like Minecraft horses. Like
we're
that.
Like Minecraft horses.
Because we come in every shape and
we
size
come in every
and color.
Shape and size, and you can tame us with carrots.
We can look like anything, and you can also tame us with carrots.
And if you hit us once with your diamond pickaxe, we explode.
Which is very true to Latin culture.
Yeah, we do explode if you hit us with a diamond pickaxe.
But I saw a guy tweet, and he was like, yeah, Latino people are like Minecraft horses. We can look like anything. And then someone was like, why did you call me a Minecraft horse? Which is very Twitter of a response. Like, he wasn't talking about you.
I think that's so beautiful.
I like it. I think it's a sweet thing. You know, you know, like, how people use in Minecraft to say threatening things? You can't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had, like, a federal case where people had to explain what that meant to a judge.
I would just be like, well, I'm gonna do this shit in Minecraft.
To be fair, I think it was, like, a Nazi group, so who cares? But, like, also, damn.
Didn't they do something with, like, a library in Minecraft recently or something like that? Where they just have, like, all these books in, like, this building? I swear I saw this. I don't blame it, but it was
like, library in Minecraft.
It's like something where you have or some video game that's like really big.
We should have a Minecraft reality show.
Yeah,
it'd be bangers.
And it's all horses.
and they all speak Spanish because it's Latin American.
Yeah, and we don't do subtitles. So you're gonna have to learn the shit on.
Yeah, either you learn Spanish or you can't watch.
I would love to. I have not seen it. I saw one episode of a reality show that was in another country. I think it was in Sweden. And it was where Janice Dickinson starred on the Swedish America's Next Top Model. And she got fucked up on pills and alcohol, fell down the stairs. And then the ambulance had to take her away. And the next day, she kept calling, "You stupid fucking models!" And, like, being on the ground and being upset at them. And all of them were just looking at her because they don't speak English. Screaming at them. And then she's like, "Call 911. So they called 911. She came back and she was like, "I need you to know, I'm very upset with myself. Last night before I came downstairs, I drank a glass of champagne and took a vitamin C. It made me get a little greater. We know what the vitamin C was."
Jesus, goddamn.
Vitamin C.
Definitely, yeah, she's like, "I took a vitamin C." I'm like, "Girl, it was not just the vitamin C."
Yeah, vitamin, you know. Vitamin Xanax.
It was vitamin Xanax, yeah. Yeah, but vitamin she fully X. flopped down the stairs like a mannequin, like gudunk, gudunk.
It's really funny.
Yeah, and she also made out with Tyra Banks on The American
Disgusting.
She was like, "I want passion." And then, like, Tyra was the one talking, and she was like, "We want passion from your photo." And Janice was like, "Oh, yeah, passion like this," and, like, ran over and just started making out with Tyra. And then the next season, they dropped Janice Dickinson as a judge and got Twiggy instead.
It's really
Twiggy was racist as hell. Like, any time, like, there was a woman who was Twiggy's not white, like, with tiny, tiny lips, she was like, "I don't get it, and I don't like them."
She's the girl with the big eyelashes.
Yeah, she had the...
She's like a 60s
like,
model.
60s. She was all about, like, it was her haircut.
Short hair.
Yeah, that, like, made everything.
She's like a waif.
She's very waif-like. Yeah, in the season she came on, this girl who I thought was not that great won.
That's crazy, to be honest. I mean, I don't know how you expected Twiggy to not be a racist. I gotta be real. I mean, just look
she's
at
like,
her.
She's like, "Ooh, she's very urban." Or she would, like, say,
"Damn,
like,
that's crazy."
She's not. But there was a lot. They were, like, really mean. Like, they would make so many comments about so many women being like, "You look masculine, you look manly, you look like a drag queen." And then, like...
They would call them fat whenever the cameras went off.
Well, no, they would have, like, one plus-size model on always every year. But then, like, there was one year where there were two, and it was just, like...
They were like, "This is too much."
Yeah, or if there was someone who was, like, a lot of times they'd be like, "We can't take you on the show because you either need to gain weight and be a plus-size model or lose weight and be a regular model." So it was very toxic. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be like, "Yum."
Yum.
Let's go. I'd be like a night at the Crab Shack for Sally.
The Crab Shack.
I'd fatten the hell up on all those king crabs.
Yeah. And they would say, there was, like, one girl I remember, she was, like, eating. And they're like, "She's eating so much and she's not working out and she needs..." Like, they would just comment on each other's weight so much. It was, like, definitely really uncomfortable.
It's true to the era, though.
It is true to the era, which is sad.
It's like, we're entering that era again, definitely.
Yeah. Maybe.
I saw something I don't really follow celebrities. I just see them on Twitter sometimes. And I saw Sydney Sweeney wear this thing that, like, made everyone really upset. She wore, like, I think it was, like, a low-rise skirt, and everyone was like, we're not doing this again.
To
it was
the,
like,
Kids' Choice Awards, to the Nickelodeon.
And it's like, yeah, it's coming. If she's doing that to the Kids' Choice Awards, somebody pick that for her, and it is coming back.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I don't have a problem with low-rise jeans, but I understand the stress.
But people are like, "Oh, I feel insecure about my body. I don't want to wear low-rise jeans." Like, no one's making you. You just feel like you have to follow trends, which is sad, but, like, you don't have to do it.
Yeah, you could wear high-waisted pants. You really don't.
High-waisted jeans was the best trend to come into anything for myself, if I'm being
honest. I hear so many people say that they love that and love, like, the mom jeans trend, and I actually really hated it.
I hate the high-waisted shorts. That shit pissed me off.
Oh, my God.
Why is your ass so long? It's weird. But, like, it'll start at their stomach. I'm like, you look like fucking Humpty Dumpty.
Well, if you have childbearing hips and it's hard to get your pants to fit the same way around your hips as it does
your
ass.
No, you know what I'm talking about?
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, no, like, it's right up here. Like, they put the jeans, it starts all the way, like, half up their
jeans. That's literally where
they
my jeans start.
They look like Mr. Smarty Pants from In Between the Lines.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of him, too. I just couldn't think of his name.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
It's some Mr. Smarty Pants shit.
Is she from In Between the Lines?
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
That's the new jean trend, Mr. Smarty Pants.
That was a good
I don't know how I feel about low-waisted jeans. I don't really care, but, like, I'm just a skinny jeans girl.
Yeah.
And that's just the way I'm gonna be till I die, probably.
I like straight-legged jeans, and I'm not changing for anyone, you know? But I think mostly guys' jeans are straight-legged, and they don't really go through trends or anything.
Like, yeah, I don't really. Well, there was a skinny jeans era for, like, everyone for a good while, you know?
Yeah, but I'm also thinking, like, they don't really, like, have you seen a guy in high-waisted jeans? If you have, that's disgusting, but also, have you ever seen it?
I've seen, not that, but I like flare jeans. I think that's a fun one that should just always be around.
Yeah.
I like flare jeans. I think they don't really go out of style. I like when skateboarders wear them. But, like, honestly, the way I feel about most jeans. So we're looking at Mr. Smarty Pants from In Between the Lines.
No, the high-waisted jeans, that shit was my nightmare.
That was my nightmare. No, I was like, I'm not
shorts,
wearing those.
The shorts specifically. I don't care about the jeans. The shorts, that made me just think everyone had super long asses that started, like, midway down their back.
All right.
Like there were two Twinkies next to each other just going all the way
down. That's really funny. This is a really long butt cheeks.
Yeah, no, I was like, damn.
You're just like, get it in there.
And cream filled too, huh?
I'm going to end this podcast episode because I have to get Harmony a gift.
Harmonia.
Harmonia. We have a Patreon, subscribe. Keep liking, maybe share it if you feel like it. You don't have to. We hit 100 downloads a while back, which is yay! Yay. I don't know what's good in podcasting, but that sounds cool. The number is nice. Yay! Thank you. Thank you so much.
00.
Yay! Okay. See you soon. I don't know when.
All like bots.
They were all bots. Yeah. No one's actually listening to this.